We're talking this morning with Kevin Folta, professor and chairman of the Horticulture Science Department at the University of Florida. Good morning, Kevin. We want to talk about this documentary film that's out that discusses GMOs. Before we get into that, though, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your background and why you know so much about this topic.
Well, I've studied the topic of genetic engineering since I was a little kid. I think I took the book out of the library when I was 10 and was very interested in how changes in DNA could be made on purpose with very high precision to make new medicines or even at work in agriculture. So I've been studying this for a long time. My PhD is in molecular biology, and I like to think that I've probably read almost every paper that's ever come out about the technology.
So you obviously have a lot of background in this and a lot of study hours. So this documentary is called Food Evolution. First off, when we talk about food and documentaries, there have been quite a few, and many of them don't necessarily look at scientific viewpoints and can be a little misleading. This one is different, though. Can you tell us how it is different?
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that I would even be a little more critical of those that have been released. Things like genetic roulette or GMO OMG are blatantly misleading. They say things that are completely wrong with an intent to misinform, which I think is really sad. This documentary is different because it was made by a filmmaker who has a history of very even-handed, socially responsible films, really a good, an excellent director and an excellent production team. This one's different because he took on the mantle of he took on the mantle of telling the story, and he was funded through through the Institute for Food Technologies, which is I'm blanking on what you call this. It's funded from the Institute of Food Technologies, which is a national organization, and their idea was to give the funding to someone to tell the story about food, and he retained the funding. And what was happening at the time was the laws in Hawaii that would ban genetically engineered plants from the island. And then from there, he went to talk to Uganda to see some of the banana breakthroughs. And then from there, it covered Intelligence Squared. This film was a true documentary in that it just followed the news that was unfolding at the time. And it tells the story about what the current climate is in the discussions about genetic engineering and crops.
Hawaii is such an interesting case study, I think, for this because of the disease that was killing off papayas, and genetic engineering basically saved the fruit there. And then there was this law that was passed. Can you give us some background on that?
Well, that's what's so interesting. So there was always been this problem of papaya ring spot virus. It's been confined to specific islands and was managed in different ways. And farmers really had to combat this. And it was horrible disease that was starting to really take out the industry. When it moved to the Big Island, farmers needed a solution fast. And one of their native sons, Dennis Gonsalves, from Kauai, worked at Cornell University. With the Cornell University and USDA to invent this resistant papaya. And this was released in 1998. It worked beautifully. And it was one of the early releases for genetic engineering. It was released. It worked beautifully. Everybody was using it, buying it, no problem. And then I think it was 2013 or 14, that the Hawaii, the Big Island, County Council. So each island is its own county. So Big Island County Council had a vote to ban the technology based upon the fact that it was dangerous and that nobody knew what it would do, you know, that kind of thing. And they used really horrible evidence, and it's all covered in the movie beautifully. They had people speak to the county council who don't know what they're talking about, and they moved to ban it. So they took this tool away from farmers. Then when farmers said, wait a minute, you just took this thing that works. It's perfectly safe. It works for us. Then they amended the law to say, we ban all genetic engineering because it's dangerous and irresponsible, except for papayas. Those are okay. So it really framed the hypocrisy of that movement.
And what can you tell us about the bananas and the issue with them?
Oh, the banana story is a heartbreaker for me because I recently was in Uganda and I had the opportunity to see the bananas firsthand. But before you see the bananas that are resistant to disease, which is a huge problem there, you drive through miles and miles of people who really need food. And smallholder farmers are 80% of the country's population. And their 2 to 3 acres of bananas are what sustain them. And when disease comes, it destroys everything. They have bananas that are resistant to the disease. They have bananas that produce beta carotene for vision, which 40% of children in the areas that are heavily dependent on banana are going blind. And so they have the solutions, but the solutions are tied up behind 10-foot-tall chain link fences with razor wire on top. And the plants are beautiful, disease-free. And the people on the outside ask, why can't we have that? And because currently no law in place to allow it. And Western NGOs, Western interests are stopping and spreading misinformation in Uganda to ensure that those bananas never get out from behind that fence. It's horribly sad.
That is terribly sad. Is there an answer that you know of to the question of why? Why are they doing this?
Well, it's probably because of it's almost like the domino theory that once the technology helps one person or helps a country or increases food security in a place like Uganda where people are very poor, a middle-class family will make $1,200 US a year. So if you can show that you can help food security in those contexts safely, now all the claims about the technology being dangerous, about the technology being just for big corporations, that house of cards comes tumbling down. So in order to maintain their control of the situation, they have to misguide and mislead about this technology.
We are talking this morning with Kevin Folta, professor and chairman of the Horticulture Science Department at the University of Florida, talking about GMOs on a new documentary film that's come out called Food Evolution. Now, Kevin, I want to take a minute to point out to our listeners that you are not involved in the documentary. You're not making any money from talking about the movie, and you're not getting any money from major corporations. You're a researcher at a university who knows about the topic. Is that correct?
That's correct. I did film some little snippets for the documentary. But those weren't used, probably because of allegations that I am tied in with companies. My laboratory has been, 99% funded by federal, state, and strawberry industry funds for the last 16 years or 15 years. We only got our first industry grant, industry associated grant, probably September of this year. And it was a small one to hire one person to take on a really cool project. But we've been essentially free from any kind of industry support for any of our research, and I never get anything personally.
There are so many emotions surrounding this issue. And I've seen on social media especially people who want to dig in and attack and say, oh, you're just getting a check from this major company. And that's just not true.
Yeah, it's an easy way to let the air out of the balloon, right? Mm-hmm. When you're having meaningful dialogue and helping somebody online, and it happens all the time for me in social media, Facebook, whatever. I'll be talking to somebody about why this technology can be a helpful thing, how they don't have to worry about what they're giving their kids in terms of this technology. Worry about what you feed your kids, absolutely, but this technology has no risk towards them. And you'll be making someone feel better about their food and farming. And someone will come in and say, well, don't listen to him. He's just paid by the industry to lie about the science. They'll even put it on the front of the newspaper if you can get a reporter tricked into it, into sharing that frame. And I've endured it for years because it's all they got. They can't combat the evidence. They can't combat my history. So they take on this idea of let's just invalidate everything he says by saying he works for companies.
Right. And you do talk about this a lot online and in person. I'd like to know why you think it's so important to be talking about GMOs and why farmers out in the U.S. and other places should also be talking about GMOs.
Well, this is an excellent point. It's that, you know, here's a technology and we have all kinds of innovations. The stuff that's out there right now and has been approved or is being used is just the tip of the iceberg and has been tremendously beneficial for farmers in the developed world as well as in the developing world. And if this technology is going to help more people, and that's where I really am at, is how do we make things better for the environment? How do we make things better for the poor? How do we keep the American farmer in the black? If more of these technologies are going to hit the field, we have to be helping people understand what they are and what they aren't. And farmers are a huge voice in that. Our farmers and ranchers, trusted, competent, they know what this is, but they don't talk about it. And they have to do it. Scientists have to be better at it. And I think that this is an easy thing. All we have to do is tell the truth about a technology. I mean, this is a simple job. We just have to tell the truth. And if we don't tell that story, someone else is going to tell us, tell it for us, and they're not going to tell the correct story.
That is a great point, Kevin. Once again, this documentary is called Food Evolution. Can you tell us a little about how it was funded and how people who are listening can get a hold of this and watch it?
Yeah, this is a really important point because people who are against the content of this movie, because it really does knock down the house of cards. They say, well, it was just funded by Monsanto to, you know, to spread their propaganda. This was funded by an independent organization, by the Institute for Food Technologies, and it was a grant for filmmaking to Scott Hamilton Kennedy, and so it was funded by this independent organization. Since it's been out, opponents of this have called it propaganda. They say it's all lies and misinformation. Even some academics have said that, folks who just really hate genetic engineering and actually just hate big ag, anything large agriculture, you know, anything large scale agriculture. They want to have everyone have their own garden. So they've called this propaganda and have told people don't see it. And that's why we have to be talking about why you should see it and convince people to take a look at it. It's available on Hulu. It's available on iTunes. You can download it. It's not very expensive. Netflix would not carry it. They refuse to carry it, but they show GMO, OMG, Food Inc., all of the negative stuff about agriculture. So if people want to rethink their subscriptions, now's a good time to do that.
Wow. I did not know that. I do think it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really sad because it shows that Netflix wants to control access to content. Mm-hmm. And if anything positive about agriculture affects their bottom line, right? Mm-hmm. Because all of the scary films, all of the stuff that they show that denigrates agriculture are big sellers. So a positive story about food and farming doesn't support their bottom line.
That is all the time we have today, Kevin. We've been talking with Kevin Folta, professor and chairman of the Horticulture Science Department at the University of Florida, about the film Food Evolution.